But we should understand this, there are many levels of realization of clear light. Okay, so we need to remember that our mind is a formless continuum, and this continuum has different levels. We have gross mind. Gross in this case means easy to recognize. Although the gross mind, which is the waking mind we're using right now, Venerable Geshe-la calls the troublemaker. So, because all these gross conceptions and dualistic conceptions, and all of our delusions are gross conceptions. So this mind is very rough, unrefined, unpeaceful, uncontrolled. Through Buddhist sutra teachings, we can tame our gross mind, and we need to, even to accomplish realizations of highest yoga tantra, for example, Mahamudra. We need to gain some control over our gross mind, enough that we can cause it to disappear. Okay, right? As long as we have no control over our gross mind, then it only disappears temporarily when we sleep and when we die. But we have no control over this, and we have no mindfulness at more subtle levels of consciousness. So training in highest yoga tantra, completion stage, Mahamudra in particular, we learn how to cause our gross mind to cease through meditation. Okay? And therefore then to experience more and more subtle levels of mind. Until finally, in meditation, we manifest our very subtle mind. So we have like gross mind, our waking mind. We have subtle minds. Our mind become more and more subtle that we experience when we sleep and when we die. And then finally, when all of our subtle minds have ceased, including the minds of, in particular, minds of white appearance, red increase, and black near attainment, when those subtle minds have ceased, then our very subtle mind becomes manifest. A manifest very subtle mind is called clear light. Okay? So we experience our very subtle mind manifests every night in deep sleep. At that time, it is called the clear light of sleep. Also, our very subtle mind manifests at the end of each life, at death. And at that time, it is called the clear light of death. But unfortunately, we do not have mindfulness, as I mentioned earlier. We don't have a subtle mindfulness yet that can recognize these subtle states of consciousness and therefore use them to gain spiritual realizations. So we're effectively unconscious, but these minds manifest, but we don't recognize them and we're not able to use them at present during sleep. We can train, for example, in yoga of sleep and learn how to develop subtle mindfulness in sleep. In fact, that later in the book, this is explained how to do this. But right now, assuming we don't have these realizations, we still experience clear light mind pretty much at least once every 24 hours. It's very restorative for us, but we don't recognize it and we can't use it because we lack subtle mindfulness. But through completion stage meditations, meditating on the central channel and so forth, we can cause our inner winds to enter, abide, and dissolve within our central channel. And in this way, we can cause our gross mind to cease. It does so by dissolving into more subtle minds, and then those minds eventually dissolve. And when all gross and subtle minds have ceased, then the very subtle mind becomes manifest and active. When we accomplish this through meditation, it is called the clear light of realization. It's a profound spiritual realization. And that is a completely controlled process, and that dissolution from gross to subtle to very subtle, there are eight signs of dissolution. The eighth sign is the clear light itself. This is our aim, clear light. And yeah, so that at that time, through familiarity, we will develop a subtle mindfulness, which will get better and better, that we can recognize our clear light mind. And what appears to that mind of clear light is only emptiness, empty space. So it's the nature of great bliss, and all that appears to that mind is emptiness. And then with our subtle mindfulness, we can recognize that that empty space appearing is the mere absence or non-existence of all the things we normally see, meaning the emptiness or true nature of all phenomena. And then we'll gain realizations very quickly. So there are different levels of clear light, different levels of realization of clear light.